感谢主，我们来学习道理，互相勉励。
Thank the Lord that we can share for mutual edification.
我们今天早上来学习啊，但以理的信仰跟生活。
And this morning we want to share the belief and life of Daniel.
一般人认为说这个信仰跟生活啊是两个不一样的东西。
And many people feel like their belief and life are very different things.
很多人认为说信仰是属于宗教性，心灵上。它是一种仪式的崇拜。
And they feel like belief is part of one's religious thoughts, and it has to do with their beliefs and thoughts.
生活是我们每一天都要过的生活，每一天都要过的一种正日常的生活。
But life is more of a reality because it's something we have to go through every single day.
但是我们知道这个信仰跟生活两方面是息息相关的。
But we know that our belief and life are actually go hand in hand.
尤其我们基督徒的信仰跟生活两个要配合。
Especially for Christians, our belief and life have to be inclusive of one another.
如果没有信仰的生活那这个生活当中就没有目标。
If we do not have belief in our life, then that life is directionless.
我们的生活就没有一定的标准。
And our life does not have a set standard.
如果生活信仰没有生活的实践。
And if our belief does not have life,
就会让我们的信仰变成一种很空洞的、不切实际。
Then our belief will be something very empty and not
realistic. 所以，真实的信仰应该能够融入我们的生活当中。
So a true faith means a faith that can be integrated into our daily lives.
所以，主耶稣就对当时的人说你们要成为世界上的光，世界上的盐。
That is why Jesus said to the people of the time, you have to become the light of the world and the salt of the world.
你们要把这个真理的光借着行为把它表现出来。
And you have to shine the light through your behavior.
然后让别人因为看到你们好的行为来认识主把这个荣耀归给天上的神。
So others who witness your good behavior can come to believe in the Lord and give glory to God.
所以保罗说我们要行事要光明，我们要有一个光明的生活。
That is why Paul encourages us to live a life in the light.
然后把我们里面的生命之道把它表明出来。
So that our life can be shown to others.
所以我们基督徒的生活好像明光一样来照耀这个黑暗的世界。
So a Christian life is like that of a light that can shine upon the darkness of the world.
我们看到这个圣经每一个书卷都谈信仰也谈生活。
And if we look at each book of the scriptures, we can see that it will talk about one's faith and also one's life.
比如说利未记。
For example, the book of Leviticus.
就谈到人因为得罪了神，所以人跟神之间就有了障碍，人没有办法来到神的面前。
It talks about how a man was separated from God because of their sins, and they are no longer able to come before God.
所以人怎样借着赎罪，借着这个献祭来赎罪，解决人跟神之间的障碍。
And how man can make various offerings in order to be washed of their sins.
所以有一些献祭跟礼拜的规矩。
So there are many standards for making offerings and making
sacrifices. 所以人就可以进到神的面前神就可以在至圣所里面跟人说话，跟人交通。
And that is how man can come before God, and God will speak to man in the Holy of Holies.
所以这个称为圣洁的信仰。
And so this became a faith of holiness.
我们既然来到神的面前就要过着圣洁的生活。
And now that we are before God, we should strive to live a life of holiness.
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy.
所以圣洁的人才可以见神。
Only those who are holy will be able to see God.
所以就有很多生活当中洁净的条例跟规矩。
So there will be many regulations in one's life to strive toward that end.
啊，现在的以弗所书也是一样。
This is the same in the New Testament Ephesians.
他说，我们人可以借着耶稣基督的救恩。
Man can go by the salvation of the Lord Jesus
Christ. 来到神的面前。
In order to come before God.
我们能够成为神的后嗣。
And we can become the generation of God.
啊，来领受神的应许，领受神的祝福。
In order to receive the promise and the blessings of God.
啊，因为耶稣啊，借着他的宝血，啊，来舍命来救赎我们。
Through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, He was able to redeem us.
他说，我们进到神的教会。因为这个教会有神的荣耀，神的权柄。
When we enter into the house of God, the church of God has the glory of God.
因为神把一切的智慧、全能啊，都附托在教会里面。
Because God has given all of His power and His wisdom into the church.
哦，所以我们进到神的教会里面呢，来领受神的救恩。
So when we come into the church of God, we receive the salvation of God.
所以在神的教会里面呢，你借着一些圣礼呀，啊，就把你的罪洗掉，啊，有神跟你同在。
When you come to the church of God through various sacraments, your sins are washed away and you can abide with God.
啊，借着圣经的教导，让我们慢慢达到圣洁完全。
And through the teachings of the Bible, we are able to improve ourselves until
we are
holy.
所以教会是神在救赎计划当中一个重要的奥秘。
So church is a great mystery in the salvation plan of God.
啊，我们既然跟神借着进入神的教会得到救恩。跟神重建关系了。
Now that we have entered into the church, received salvation, and have restored our relationship with God.
所以，以弗所书的后半段呢，就谈到我们的信仰生活。
So the latter half of the book of Ephesians talk about our life of faith.
我们的生命就要更新。
Our life has to be renewed.
啊，心力要变化，要成为一个新人。
And our heart has to be changed so that we become a new man.
啊，要有新的生活。
We need to have a new life.
啊，所以谈到家庭的生活，我们教会的生活，还有社会上的生活。
So it talks about our life in our families, our life in church, and our life in the society.
那信仰跟生活啊，是分不开的。
And we cannot separate our life and our faith.
我们谈到这个但以理的信仰跟生活。
When we talk about Daniel's faith in his daily life,
但以理本来是犹大的王族的一份子。
Daniel was the descendant of the lineage of the kings.
啊，因为犹大国亡国了。
And because Judah was destroyed,
所以他大概很年轻啊，十五六岁的时候就被掳到巴比伦去。
He was probably deported to Babylon at the tender age of 15 or
16. 啊，当时的犹大国啊，因为国家被啊。攻打啊，亡掉了，所以分三次被掳。
Because the kingdom of Judah was attacked and destroyed, there was three deportations.
但以理是第一批被掳的人当中。
And Daniel was among the first to be exiled out of the
country. 那这个以西结先知啊，他是第二批的。
And the prophet Ezekiel went with the second exile.
当然，再过了十几年以后啊，整个国家就亡掉了。
And of course, several years afterwards, the entire kingdom was destroyed.
但以理被掳了以后
，After Daniel was exiled,
啊，神安排给他一个非常美好的机会。
God prepared a very great opportunity for him.
因为王要从这个犹大的贵族当中啊，选出一些啊有智慧。美貌的年轻人
Because the king at that time wanted to choose from the children of Israel some of the king's descendants that were good looking and also gifted in wisdom.
给他们一些巴比伦的教育。
He wanted to teach them some of the literature of the Chaldeans.
王啊，特别恩待他们，王吃什么东西，他们就跟着吃什么东西。
And the king treated them well, so whatever the king ate, he would give that to the young men.
啊，他们也可以跟王一样喝一样的酒。
And they could also drink of the wine that the king drank.
啊，训练三年以后啊，啊，如果合格的话，可以在王的面前呢、啊，在朝廷当中来服侍。
And at the end of 3 years of training, if they were able to pass the training, they would be able to serve before the king.
啊，但是我们看到但以理啊，因为他所神的道。
But we see Daniel, because he wanted to keep the law of God,
神特别是给他聪明智慧,
God gave him special wisdom and knowledge.
所以他经历了大概几个朝代啊, 都可以在王宫里面来服侍。
After several kingdoms, he was able to still serve before the king.
而且他的信仰啊，影响到当时的国王以及当时的朝廷百姓。
And because of Daniel, he was able to affect the king so that it affected the region and the people.
以西结书里面说啊，这个但以理是历史上的三大义人之一。
And the book of Ezekiel records Daniel as one of the three great righteous men.
我们看到他的生活跟信仰啊，是两个是结合在一起的。
And we can see that his life and his belief was fully integrated.
所以他的人生有目标。
So that he had a goal in his life.
他的信仰有一定的准则。
And he had a standard for his faith.
他的信仰是可以经验，是非常活泼的表现在他的生活当中。
He had a very active faith, one that he could experience in his life.
我们先谈这个但以理的信仰的根据。
Let us first talk about the root of Daniel's faith.
当然我们知道啊，他所依据的就是神的话语。
We see that he cared about the law of God.
虽然当时这个圣经啊还没有完整。
Even though the scriptures were not completed by that time,
但是当时他们已经有这个摩西的五经,
but they had the five books of Moses,
有历史的书,
and they had the books of history,
还有一部分先知的书,
and they had a portion of the writings of the prophets.
虽然说这个圣经还没有完整,
even though the scripture was not completed,
但是我们知道这个圣经的道理是一贯的。
But we know that all the teachings of the Bible is one.
尤其这个创世纪啊，有的人说那个是真理的苗圃。
Especially the book of Genesis, some will say that it is the blueprint of the truth.
有时候我们要种一些植物啊，先在苗圃里面来育苗。Nursery 哈，我们把那个种子。就在一个苗圃里面，然后把那个种子把它和小的植物把它栽种在那里。
Sometimes we plant. In the nursery, sometimes we will plant the seeds for the plant.
然后慢慢长大以后，再移植到别的地方去。
And as the plants grow larger, then we will move them to other places.
所以一些圣经的一些基本真理啊，在创世里面就有。
So in the book of Genesis, we will find some of the very basic truths.
所以创世纪又称为整个真理的苗圃。
So we can see that Genesis is like a nursery for
truth. 然后啊，随着历史发展呢，神的道就更加的扩展然后更加的成熟。
And as history progresses, then we see that the truth continues to expand.
这个犹太的选民呢？他们从小的时候就要接受圣经里面的教育。
And the chosen people of Israel had to study the scriptures when they
were young. 所以一般他们在十三岁以前那个律法书都要读过。
So before the age of 13, they have to read the book of law.
然后经过一个考试以后通过了，他们称为律法之子。
And after they pass an examination, then they can become sons of the law.
一般在他们的信仰教育一般都是在家庭里面。
And most of their religious education was within their homes.
家长要负责把神的道理教导孩子。
The parents were responsible for teaching God's word to their
children. 后来渐渐有一种叫做拉比的学校。
And later on, they developed what is called a rabbi teaching school.
有一些圣经教师就来教导这个孩子。
And some instructors well versed in the scriptures will teach the children.
所以保罗曾经对提摩太说因为你是从小就明白圣经了。
And Paul said to Timothy, because you have known the scriptures from your youth.
所以这个圣经能够让你有得救的智慧。
So the scriptures can give you wisdom for salvation.
也能够走在这个正确的真理的道路上面。
And you can walk upon the path that is correct for the salvation.
所以我们看到很多的犹太百姓。
So we see a lot of the Israelites.
有很多人啊，都很年轻就被掳到外国去了。
Even though they were of young age, they were exiled to a different country.
但是他们那个信仰啊，就已经扎根了。
But their faith has already been rooted.
好像我们说到乃曼家的那个小女子。
For example, the young servant in the household of Naaman.
她也是在战争当中被掳。
She was also exiled from her hometown during battle.
但是他们信仰很坚定。
But because their faith was so steadfast,
啊，对乃曼的家，对他的妻子服侍很忠心。
She was very loyal in serving Naaman's wife.
啊，信心好又有爱心。
Her faith was steadfast, and she had great love.
看他的主人啊，生重病。
When she saw that her master was stricken with
illness, 她说：“我巴不得他赶快去找先知。”
And she said, "I wish that he would go seek out the prophet."
必能治好他的麻风病。
Because the prophet can cure him of his leprosy.
她说：“我们看到说，他们虽然呢、啊、年轻，但信仰就有根基了。”
We see that even though they are so young in their age, their faith was already rooted.
所以箴言里面说啊。
That is why Proverbs tells us.
啊，要教导孩童，让他走当行的道。
We should instruct our children so that they can walk in the correct
path. 就是到老啊，都不会偏离。
So that they will not stray from it even when they are older.
啊，所以但以理的信仰啊，是从小就建立起来。
Therefore, Daniel's faith was established when he was young.
这个信仰的根基就是建立在神的话语上面。
And the root of the faith was established upon the word of God.
当然，在耶路撒冷的时候啊，有很多先知、有的教师啊，可以教导他们圣经神的话语。
And of course, in Jerusalem, there was a lot of scribes and teachers that could teach them the word of God.
但以理本身啊，对先知书啊，圣经又很认真的研究。
And Daniel himself was very fervent in studying the book of the prophets.
所以我们从他的著作里面看到说啊，他对那些啊先知书啊，他很认真的在研读。
From his writings, we can see that he was diligently reading the writings of the prophets.
啊，神也让他的生活当中啊得到很多的体验。
And God also gave him a lot of experiences in his daily life.
哎耶。启示他很多、啊、圣经的道理。
And God also revealed many mysteries to him.
啊，就是但以理啊，一生啊，啊，这个信仰的根基的建立啊，跟他好的信仰的基础。
And so this is the beginning of the good faith of Daniel and the root of his faith.
所以他对神的话是绝对的信服。
So he entirely believed in the word of God.
好、哦。因为他认为说、啊、这个是神的话是有绝对的权威啊，而且不用人的意思啊随便的去解释它。
For he felt that the word of God has the ultimate authority, and he does not need the interpretation of man to explain it.
有时候他为着要明白神的话语啊，就刻苦己心。
Sometimes in order to understand the word of God,
长时间的禁食祷告。
He would be steadfast in fasting.
所以有时候神就亲自面对面跟他讲话。
Many times God will seek him out.
有时候借着圣灵感动他。
Sometimes through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
啊，有时候派天使来启示他，明白一些真理。
Other times God will send the angels in order to reveal certain things to Daniel.
哦，所以他觉得说、啊、这个圣经啊，这个是神的话语啊，这是。绝对、啊、应当遵守，而且要照着去行的。
So he recognized the word of God as God's word that he had to follow.
啊，他曾经在读这个耶利米书的时候。
And one time when Daniel was reading the book of Jeremiah.
啊，耶利米先知曾经预言说，百姓因为犯罪被掳。
Jeremiah made the prophecy that because of the sin of the people, the country will be exiled.
啊，但是神给他们的时间啊，就是七十年。
But God gave them a grace period of 70 years.
神还要带领他们归回到犹大地，重建圣城。
And after that period of time, God will lead the children back to their homeland in order to rebuild.
所以他就为着这事情啊，就特别的祷告。
For this matter, Daniel made a special prayer.
啊。啊、神就再进一步、啊啊、启示他更多的道理。
And God made a special revelation to him.
那、啊、所以我们看到这个但以理、啊、对圣经神的话很肯定的确信。
So we see that Daniel was very convicted in the words of God.
而且他知道神的话也是绝对的公义的。
And he knows that God's word is absolute and is righteous.
他从圣经神的话里面知道以色列百姓所以会王国会被掳。
And he understands the reason why the children of Israel was attacked and exiled.
啊，就是因为他们犯罪得罪神。
And it is because they sinned against God.
他说一个人犯罪了，必受到神的惩罚。
When a person sins, he will receive the punishment of God.
但是他知道说，唯有啊，切实的悔改归向神了，神就给他们带来复兴。
But he realized that as long as he truly repent, God will give a chance for renewal.
所以虽然他们遭遇到很大的患难，
even though they have encountered great destruction,
他觉得神的刑罚是公义的。
He realized that God's works are righteous.
啊，他知道说啊，神是绝对公义的神。
He understood that God is a righteous God.
啊，不会因为神的惩罚而来抱怨或者是。希望改变神的旨意。
So he did not want to change the will of God, nor did he complain about God's punishment.
把很多的奥秘启示他以后。
After God revealed many mysteries to him.
有时候神给他让他明白。
Sometimes God will allow him to understand.
啊，但是有些啊，神没有让他明白。
But there were other mysteries that God did not reveal the meaning to.
神跟他讲说啊，这个现在是封住的，因为时候还没有到。
God will say, this matter is still sealed because the time has not
yet
arrived.
等到这个末后时候到了以后啊，众人就来往奔跑。
When the latter days come, then all the people will come.
啊，切心研究，然后知识就会增长。
They will look into the matter and their knowledge will increase.
所以很多啊，未来要实现的预言。
So there are a lot of prophecies that is still to come.
啊，他没有强，没有用自己的私欲啊，强取他。
He did not force his own will in order to interpret the matter.
啊，神告诉他说，这个是封住的，因为这个时候还没有到。
God told him this matter is still sealed because the time has not yet arrived.
啊，他也就顺服啊，把这个神启示的奥秘把它记录下来。啊，但是他没有他自己的解释。
He was submissive to God's will, and he recorded the mystery of God, but he did not try to force his own interpretation.
哎，这是但以理对神的话、对圣经的确信。
And this is Daniel's conviction to the word of God.
我们说到这个但以理对神的敬拜。
And when we talk about the worship of Daniel to God,
他觉得神有绝对的权威来掌管一切。
He felt that God had the ultimate authority to watch over everything.
所以在他的书信当中啊，都提到说神怎么样，神怎么样。
So in his letters, he would start off with God did this or God did that.
啊，因为他知道说一切的事物啊，都掌握在神的手里面。
Because he knew that all things were in the hands of God.
我们来参考但以理书第一章。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 1.
但以理书一章第二节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 2.
一章二节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 2.
说主将犹大王耶雅敬并神殿中器皿的几份交付他的手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的殿中。这里讲到这个巴比伦王攻陷了耶路撒冷。
Here it talks about how the king of Babylon besieged Jerusalem.
啊，然后把圣殿的器皿啊，就带到巴比伦，放在这个外邦神的庙里面。
So he took of the articles of the house of God, carried it into his own land, and brought it to the articles in the treasure house of his gods.
啊，在一般人认为说啊，这可能就是巴比伦人他们所拜的神比较厉害。
Most people will think it is because the gods that the Babylonians worship were greater.
啊，以色列人才会失败，才会被掳。
That is why the Israelites were defeated and were exiled.
啊，但是但以理知道啊，其实啊，掌管一切的历史的是神。
But Daniel understood that it was God who had control of all history.
啊，所以神让犹大国失败。
Even though God allowed the kingdom of Judah to fail,
神让王跟百姓被掳。
And God allowed the king and the people to be exiled.
神让圣殿的器皿也被带到巴比伦的地方去。
And God even allowed the articles of the house of God to be brought to the land of Babylon.
他说这个都是神在主宰。
But God was still in control.
因为人犯罪离开了神。
Because it was the people who sinned against God and departed from God. 人没有办法去
维护神的荣耀。
The people were not able to keep the glory of God.
但是神是独行其事的神。
But God is the only one true God.
神仍旧在人间掌权。
And all things are in the hands of God.
神还是一样啊，来到处彰显出他的荣耀来。
God is still the same, and He is able to show off His glory.
所以虽然这个圣殿的器皿被掳到巴比伦去，
so even though the articles of the house of God were also exiled to the land of Babylon,
但是神亲自保守他的这个圣殿的器皿。
But God kept the articles in His holy temple.
伯沙撒王想要拿圣殿里面的器皿出来饮酒。
Even though the king wanted to use the articles of God's temple to use
for
wine,
神马上就惩罚他。
God immediately punished him.
让他的王国在那一天就分裂掉了。
So that his kingdom was taken away in that one day.
王就被杀，巴比伦灭亡。
The king was assassinated.
所以到所罗巴伯要归回的时候。
And so when the king wanted to return.
后来就把圣殿里面如来的器皿啊，就全部点燃，让他又重新带回到耶路撒冷。
So he was able to retrieve all of the articles of the house of God and return journey to Jerusalem.
圣殿建好了以后，这些器皿呢，又带回到以色列地。
So when the temple was rebuilt, all these articles were able to be brought back.
所以神是一切的主宰。
So God is the ultimate authority.
这个大理理是相当清楚的。
And Daniel was very aware of that fact.
他也知道说我们人的命运呢，也是在神的手里面。
And he also understood that each of our livelihoods are in God's hands.
神让人生，让人死。
God allows a person to live and yet another to die.
让人尊贵，让人卑贱。
He allows one to be of noble worth and one to be
of base worth. 聪明、智慧、机会，这是神所赏赐的。
Wisdom, knowledge, and opportunity all come from God.
我们再看一章第九节。
Let us all turn to chapter 1, verse 9.
大理理书一章第九节。
Daniel chapter 1, verse 9.
神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。我们再看过来十七节。
Let us turn to verse 17.
一章十七节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 17.
说这四个少年人，神在各样的文字学问上赐给他们聪明智慧，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。我们看二十节
，verse 20，
一章二十节
，chapter 1 verse 20。
王考问他们一切的事，就见他们的智慧聪明，比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。二十一节
，21。
到古列元年，但以理还在。那这里讲到说这个但以理为这所道理。
Here it tells us, Daniel, in order to keep the law of God,
他不要王给他的食物。
He did not want the king's delicacies.
太监长说啊，我如果不按照王的吩咐啊，我的头就保不住了。
The chief of the eunuch said, if I do not listen to the king, then I'm going to lose my head.
那里里啊，就跟太监长说，那你就试着做做看，然后按照你所看的。去做吧。
So Daniel said to the chief of the eunuchs, please give us your servants a test, and then do according to what you will after the test.
因为他们要守道理呀、但是神说让但以理跟他的朋友、结果在那个太监长的眼前蒙恩惠。
And so God said that God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
后来太监长就按照他们的要求这样来做。
So the chief of eunuchs consented to their request.
虽然他们食物很简单，喝白水，吃青菜。
Even though their food was very simple, they ate of vegetables and drank of water.
但神在各样的文字学问上 赐给他们聪明智慧。
But God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom.
说比别人啊，聪明十倍以上。
So they were found more wise, 10 times more wise than everyone else.
所以我们看到但以理他知道说，神掌管我们一生的命运。
So Daniel understood that life was in the hands of God.
啊，高级啊，不是出于人，而是出于神。
And it is not according to the will of man, but the will of God.
而且他知道啊，神在人的国中掌权。
And he knows that God has authority over the livelihood of man.
我们看第四章，但以理书的第四章。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 4.
但以理书啊。
Daniel chapter
第四章，我们看十七节。
Daniel chapter 4 verse 17.
四章十七节。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
说这是所望者所发的命，圣者所发出的令，好叫世人知道。至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐给谁就是给谁，获利及卑微的人啊，来主掌国权。这里是但以这个尼布甲尼撒王啊，做了一个梦。
King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
啊，但以理为他解释。
And Daniel helped him to interpret the dream.
解释说啊，你要知道啊，这个。你虽然是现在最伟大、最强盛的一个国王
，Daniel said, "You have to know, even though you are the greatest king."
啊，但是你骄傲自大，不认神啊，神同样啊会惩罚你。
If you are proud and you do not recognize God, then God will likewise punish you.
因为神在人的国中掌权。
Because God is the ruler in the kingdom of men.
所以列国的兴衰在神。
So the success or failure of a country is
in
God's hands.
立王废王也是在神。
And he will establish a king whoever he wills.
神也可以让那个卑微的人啊来执掌大权。
God can even give the kingdom to the lowliest of men.
所以但以理啊对神啊有绝对的信心啊，认为神有绝对的权柄。
So Daniel had complete confidence in God, and he believed that God had the
authority. 他知道这个神是永活的神，从亘古一直到永远啊，永远存在的神。
He knows this is the living God from generations past to generations in the future.
啊，所以神是活着，而且要活在我们的心中。
God is a living God, and He is to live in our hearts.
啊，所以在他的生活当中啊，每天祷告神啊，跟神保持一个非常亲密的关系。
So in his daily life, he kept a very close relationship with God through daily prayers.
啊，他也知道神是圣洁祭邪的神。
And he knows that God is a God of holiness.
虽然神有慈爱啊，啊，那个恩待众人，宽恕人的罪过。
Even though God is love, and he also gives patience to those who
commit sin. 啊，行完那些啊不悔改的人。
But those who do refuse to repent.
啊，但是神对那个罪恶啊、是非啊，是绝对公义的。
But God is still righteous towards sin.
啊，对一个敬畏他的人呢、啊，神的慈爱永远不断绝。
But towards those who worship Him, God's love will never break.
所以神是万事万物的源头。
So God is the beginning of all things.
啊，是给人智慧。
He gives wisdom to man.
啊，是给人各样的恩惠。
And he gives various graces to man.
他掌管了人的生命跟气息。
And he rules over man's life.
啊，就是但以理啊啊对神的认识。
And this is the understanding Daniel has of God.
啊，这也是他基本的信仰的内容。
And this is the content of his faith.
再回头来啊，详细来谈但以理的生活表现。
And then let us talk about the life of Daniel.
我们知道说啊，他专心的信靠神，所以他的生活跟神呢、啊、是永远结合在一起。
And we know that Daniel relied wholeheartedly upon God, so his life was very integrated with God.
啊，是真正的活在神里面。
He truly lived in God.
啊，所以神是他的一切。
So God was his all.
啊，所以他相信神，凡事顺从神。
So he believed in God, and he submitted to God in all things.
啊，他也知道凡事依靠神。
And he also understood to rely upon God
in all
things. 我们看
回来这个但以理书第一章。
Let us return back to Daniel chapter 1.
啊，这是但以理啊自觉的自觉的生活。
And this is Daniel's life of determination.
我们看第一章的第八节。
Let us read chapter 1, verse 8.
但以理是一章第八节。
Daniel chapter 1, verse 8.
说但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。本来王给他们一个很好的机会，也给他们很好的待遇。
Originally, the king gave these men a very good opportunity and favored them well.
这是一般的百姓啊，求之不得的。
This is what most people would not be able to receive.
有好的享受，有好的前途。
They had such a good treatment. They had such a bright opportunity.
但是但以理对自己的身份很清楚。
But Daniel was very clear in his identity.
因为他知道他是选民的后代，他是以色列的。
Because he understood that he was the generation of the chosen one, he was the descendants of the Israelites.
所以以色列人是神啊，从万民当中所选出来，称为特神的特权的子民。
And the Israelites were a people chosen out of all races to become the people of God.
是不列在万民当中的。
And they were to be separate from all the other peoples of the world.
他知道说，神就是他的神。
So he understood that God was his God.
他是神的儿女。
And that he is the child of God.
神的儿女虽然生活在这个世界上。
As a child of God, even though he lives in the world today.
但是他们有应当所的一些道理。
He had set some standards for himself.
因为他们要成为神的子民，要成为圣洁的国度。
Because he wanted to be the kingdom of God and the people of God.
所以神给他们一些生活当中啊，洁净的礼仪。
So God gave them some experiences in their life.
这个礼仪啊，就从生活饮食开始。
And the standards start with their what they eat.
一般人啊，什么东西都可以吃。
Most people can eat anything they desire.
但是犹太人啊，这个饮食上就受到很多的限制。
But the Israelites were very restricted in what they could partake.
因为神要他们过圣洁的生活。
Because God wanted them to live a life of separation of
holiness. 所以利未记十一章开始。
So starting from Leviticus chapter 11.
就讲到这个饮食的条例。
It talks about some of the foods that are permitted and forbidden.
这个动物当中啊，洁净的才可以吃，不洁净的不可以吃。
Among the animals, only that was considered clean could be eaten. That is unclean cannot be eaten.
这个洁净了就是荤体的，还有会倒嚼的动物。
And those that are clean are those with the split hooves and those that chew the cud.
像牛像羊啊，它的肉就可以吃。
For example, like cows, like sheep, you can partake of their meat.
猪不可以吃。
But you cannot eat
of pigs. 骆驼的肉也不可以吃。
You cannot eat of camels.
因为他们有的荤体，但是没有倒嚼。
They might have cloven hooves, but they do not chew the cud.
有的倒嚼，但是没有荤体。
And some might chew the cud, but do not have cloven hooves.
当然这个都是让他们知道说这个是比较洁净，对身体有帮助的。
And of course, it is to allow them to know what was more clean and what was more beneficial to their bodies.
当然，对我们今天来讲。
Of course, for us today,
我们没有按照这个字面啊，在守这些洁净的礼仪。
We do not keep to these foods that are permitted or forbidden.
我们是把它的精义应用在我们的生活当中。
We only take the spirit of the food regulations.
那当时的以色列百姓啊，他们是要按着这个律法来遵守的。
But back then, the Israelites were to keep to the letter of the law.
所以外邦这个巴比伦王给他们的饮食可能非常丰富。
So even though the Babylonian king might have given them a very luxurious meal.
但是有些的食物啊，是跟他们律法的规定是违背的。
But some of that food may have been on the forbidden foods that they cannot eat.
所以他们拒绝王给他们的食物。
And that is why they rejected the food that came from the king.
他们也不饮酒。
And they do not drink wine.
因为这个酒会让人带来肉体上的快乐。
Because wine brings about pleasure of the flesh.
但是神的选民也应当禁这酒，才不会因酒来滋事。
But the children of God should not partake of wine in order to keep
所以他们要求太监长说啊，不要让这个食物酒来玷污我们的身体。
That is why they asked the chief of the eunuchs not to be defiled from food and drink.
连口吃青菜喝白水。
And they were willing to eat of vegetables and drink of water.
啊，但是虽然为着所道理啊，啊没有办法享受那些物质上的生活。
So in order to keep the law of God, they were not able to enjoy
physical food.
Yet God made them appear better and fatter.
啊，给他们啊聪明智慧。
And God gave them knowledge and wisdom.
给他们健康长寿。
And God gave them health and long life.
所以但以理活到九十几岁啊，都可以在朝中来侍立。
So Daniel, even into his late 90s, was able to serve in the kingdom.
就是看到但以理跟他的三个朋友啊，把他们这种所到自节的精神。
So we can see Daniel and his three friends and their determination in keeping the law of God.
那第二个，我们来谈他的祷告精神，祷告生活。
Next, let's talk about his life of prayer.
我们看但以理书的第六章。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 6.
但以理书六章。
Daniel chapter 6.
第十节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
六章第十节。
Chapter 6 verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令，盖了玉玺，就到自己的家里。他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢，与素常一样。这里讲到说这个但以理啊，平时的祷告生活。
Tells us of Daniel's a regular life of prayer.
每天三次啊，把这个窗户打开，面向耶路撒冷。
Every day, three times a day, he will open his windows towards Jerusalem.
天天都是这样啊。三次长时间的祷告神。
He did this on a daily basis and would pray to God three times a day.
所以因为他这个祷告的功夫啊，所以他灵性相当的完美。
Because he spent a lot of time in prayer, he had a good spirituality.
我们刚刚谈到说啊，这个但以理是三大义人之一。
We talked about how Daniel was among one of the three righteous men.
他有美好的灵性。
He has a very beautiful spirituality.
说好像神一样的聪明智慧。
And he had the wisdom likened to that of God.
他明白很多啊属灵的奥秘。
He was able to understand many spiritual mysteries.
这都是跟他的祷告生活有直接关系的。
And this all has direct relationship with his life of prayer.
所以圣经里面说，我们常常啊要有祷告啊不灰心的祷告。
That is why the Bible encourages us to pray steadfastly without losing heart.
因为这个祷告让我们生命可以更新变化。
Because it is through prayer where we can renew our life.
我们不只是得到属灵的能力。
Not only do we receive spiritual power,
能够胜过罪恶,
so that we can overcome sin,
能够把神的道理很容易地行在我们的生活当中,
so that we can more easily carry out the word of God in our life,
而且能够结出各样属灵的美果来荣耀神,
and that we can bear many beautiful fruits in order to glorify God.
所以我们看到这个但以理的祷告生活还影响到他的美好的灵性，光明的生活。
So we see that Daniel's life of prayer helped him to have a life of shining the light.
我们来看但以理书二章十七节。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 2 verse 17.
但以理书二章十七节。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 17.
二章十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 17.
但以理回到他的居所，将这事告诉他的同伴哈拿尼亚。米沙利亚沙利亚十八节
18
要他们祈求天上的神施怜悯，将这奥秘的事指明，免得但以理和他的同伴以巴比伦其余的哲士一同灭亡。十八节
18
我们看十九节
19
十九节这个奥秘的事就在夜间的异象中给但以理显明， 但你里面称颂天上的神，二十节。
20.
但你里说啊，神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属乎他。21节。
21.
他改变时候日期，废王立王，将智慧赐给智慧人，将知识赐给聪明人。22节。
22.
他显明深奥隐秘的事，知道暗中所有的，光明也与他同在。24节。
24.
列祖的神啊，我感谢你，赞美你，因为你将智慧才能赐给了我，允准我们所求的，把王的事给我们指明。这里的故事啊，就谈到当时的巴比伦王啊。
This story talked about the Babylonian king.
因为巴比伦王权势相当大。
The Babylonian king had great power.
所以所有的人啊，都不敢违背他的命令。
So all people were afraid to disobey him.
就是他做了一个梦。
And he had a dream.
这个梦自己都忘记掉了。
But he forgot what he had dreamt.
然后呢，把他这个宫廷里面的所有宗教人士通通把他们找来。
And he called all of the people in his kingdom before him.
告诉他们说，我做了一个梦，但是梦忘记掉了。
He said, I had a dream, but I have forgotten my dream.
你们要把我所做的梦提出来，也为我讲解。
But please, tell me what my dream was and what the interpretation of that dream is.
那些执事就说，王啊，你要把你的命告诉我们，我们才能够为你讲解啊。
And all the wise men said, but king, you have to first tell us what the dream is before we can help you to interpret.
但是王不讲理啊。
But the king was not very logical.
非常的傲慢，说你们就是怠慢懒惰啊，不肯把我的梦告诉我。
He said, you are lazy and you are foolish. You just do not want to tell me what my dream is.
所以发命令啊，就要把这些执事都要把他杀掉。
Therefore, the king set a decree that all of the wise men should be killed.
后来，但尼里知道这个消息以后
，When Daniel heard of the news,
他就对王的侍卫长说：“你宽容我几天。
”And he told the captain of the king, "Please give me a grace period for a few days."
我可以把王的梦告诉他，也可以为他讲解。
Because I will be able to tell the king his dream and also interpret the dream for him.
但尼里就马上啊找他的一些属灵上的同伴。
Daniel immediately went to seek out his spiritual friends.
他们就特别祷告神，求神把这个奥秘事能够向他们显明。
And they made a special prayer to God so that God could reveal the mystery to them.
就在晚上啊，神就借着异象把王所做的梦让他们看到。
And it was in a night vision that God revealed the dream of the king to Daniel.
他们也能够很清楚明了，哇，原来神是把列国的历史来启示巴比伦王了。
And they also understood that God wanted to reveal the forthcoming history of the world to the king.
所以但尼里他就赞美天上的神。
Therefore, Daniel gave praise to the heavenly God.
然后进去见王。把王所做的梦给梦的讲解告诉王。
He went to see the king, told him of the dream, and interpreted the dream for him.
结果王一听以后就趴在地上对但尼里表示非常的崇敬。
And when the king heard of this, he fell before Daniel, showing great respect before Daniel.
他说：“除了你们神以外真的没有办法，没有人可以把我的梦告诉我。”
And he said, "Beside your God, there was no one else who could tell me what my dream was."
所以就把但尼里高升成为这个宗教界的领袖。
So he promoted Daniel and made him the ruler over the whole province of Babylon.
王朝里面在那边服侍王。
And so he served before the king.
但尼里也要求王王就赐给但尼里的三个朋友也给他们高升给他们很好的职位。
And Daniel made a request to the king, and the king also promoted Daniel's friends and gave them good positions.
所以我们看到说，但尼里有很好的祷告生活。
So we see Daniel has a very good life of prayer.
所以跟神之间的关系相当密切。
So he had a very intimate relationship with God.
所以他一祷告，神都可以把很多奥秘的事情来启示他。
He just had to make a prayer, and God was willing to share with him a great secret.
所以在这个王朝当中让君王、让大臣他们就 看到神的作为。
So during the time of the kings, they were able to see the great works of God.
啊，虽然他每天啊有这个祷告的生活。
And even though he had the habit to pray every day.
啊，但是我们知道魔鬼的工作，一方面就是啊迷惑人。
We see that the work of the devil is to try to fool mankind.
啊，要人啊违背神的道理啊，顺着魔鬼去行。
He would like to trick the people of God in order to disobey God.
啊，所以魔鬼的迷惑啊，有些是啊，魔鬼的工作有些是借着一些罪恶来引诱人。
So through the delusion of Satan, he will try to entice man into sin.
啊，但是另外一方面呢、啊，就是要改变人的信仰。
On the other hand, Satan also wants to change the faith of the people.
逼迫神的百姓去做那个啊。叫他们不可以做有关信仰拜神的事情。
Therefore, he will, through persecution, try to dissuade the people of God from following God.
所以巴比伦王，哎，这个波斯王啊，看到这个但以理非常有聪明智慧。
So when the king of Persia saw that Daniel had great wisdom,
所以他虽然取代了这个巴比伦朝啊，还是一样都重用但以理。
So he continued to greatly use Daniel in his kingdom.
啊，在国家里面啊，啊，设立了三个总长。
So he set three governors over his whole kingdom.
啊，统管这个巴比伦省啊，250几个省。
In order to govern all these provinces of Babylon.
啊，王又要把这个但以理升高到所有的总长之上。
And he wanted Daniel to be distinguished above all the other governors.
啊，但是人被王看中了以后啊，啊，结果却引起了别人的嫉妒。
But because he was greatly favored by the king, all the other were jealous.
啊，所以很多人啊就嫉妒但以理啊，啊，想办法要来害他。
So the other governors were jealous of Daniel and wanted to harm him.
啊，从他的生活啊，从他所做的事情说找不到把柄。
But they were not able to find any fault with him in his daily life.
因为但以理对王办事非常的忠心，从来没有错误过失。
Because Daniel was very faithful to the king, and there was no error or fault found in him.
所以虽然想要害他，但是找不到他做错事的一些毛病。
So even though they wanted to harm Daniel, they could not find any fault.
后来他们发现说，但以理有一个生活上的习惯。
But they discovered that Daniel had a habit in his daily life.
就是每天啊，他会把窗户打开，面向耶路撒冷。
Every day he will open his windows toward Jerusalem.
啊，三次的长时间向神祷告。
And he will pray three times a day for a long period of time.
啊，所以他们就要求王说，在三十天里面呢、啊，求王立一个命令，三十天里面，所有的人除了王以外，不可以向其他的神明求什么。
And so they encouraged the king to set a statute that within 30 days, no one can make a petition to any other god or man except the king.
就要把他抓起来丢到那个狮子洞里面。
And if they did not do according to the statutes, they would be thrown into the lion's
den. 让狮子活活的把他咬死。
So that the lions can eat that man alive.
啊，这个王啊，因为没有详细的啊查问这个。立这个法的原因啊，目的在哪里？啊，结果他就盖了印了。
The king did not look into the motive of establishing such a statute, and he put down his signature.
因为按照波斯的法律，王盖了印以后啊，这个文件啊没有办法更改。
According to the Persian law, if the king has given his stamp of approval, then that law cannot be changed.
但以理当然也知道说啊，众人就是针对他而来。
Daniel knew that they were trying to attack him.
但他还是一样啊，照常的把窗户打开，面向耶路撒冷。
But as per his usual habit, he opened his window toward Jerusalem.
一天祷告三次。
And he prayed three times a day. When Solomon was building the temple,
他向神祷告说啊，这个圣殿要成为万民祷告的殿。
He prayed to God that this temple could become the prayer place.
所以可以让所有的百姓啊，常常到圣殿里面来歌颂赞美神。
So the people can come to the temple to glorify God and pray to Him.
啊，当百姓遇到任何困难的事情啊，啊来向神祷告。
And if the people have entered into difficulty, they can pray before God.
垂听众人的祈祷来赐福给他们。
And he prayed to God to listen to the prayers of the people.
解决众人的劳苦。
And to listen to their hardships.
就是他们得罪神亡国被掳了。
And even though they sinned against God and their country was exiled,
他们同样面向耶路撒冷来祷告。
They still face toward Jerusalem in order to pray.
所以求神能够垂听他们。
And they are praying, seeking God to listen to them.
脱去他们的重担。
To take away their burdens.
让他们从被掳之地能够归回。
So that they can return from their exiled land back to their home country.
所以当时的以色列人虽然被掳在外国。
So even though the Israelites were exiled in a foreign land.
他们还是继续仰望神的救恩。
They still looked forward to the salvation of God.
同样的不断地向着耶路撒冷的圣殿祷告。
They continued to pray towards the temple in Jerusalem.
求神能够施恩怜悯让他们能够带来复兴。
Praying to God to show his grace and mercy so that they can be revived.
所以这是但以理跟一些以色列民他们平时的规矩。
And this is the habit of Daniel and some of the people from Israel.
说他知道说这个禁令不可以祷告三十天王已经盖章了，这个但以理都很清楚。
And Daniel knew of the fact of the 30-day decree and that the king had signed the
decree. 他知道说在这个时候他这个不祷告就失掉了力量。
He knew that if he did not pray at this time, he would lose power.
所以要胜过死亡，胜过逼迫他唯有坚持信仰到底。
To overcome death and to overcome persecution, he had to persist in his faith till the end.
终于照样的把窗户打开，面向耶路撒冷，在众人的面前祷告。
So he continued to open the window toward Jerusalem. He prayed in front of.
当然，这个不是故意的炫耀，而是他真正信仰的表明。
He wasn't purposely trying to proclaim that he was praying, but it was just part of his daily life of faith.
就去见王。
Of course, those who wanted to attack him went before the king.
你不是下来一道命令吗？
They said, O Lord, the king, didn't you have set a decree?
三十天以内除了王以外，不可以向其他人或神求什么？
Within 30 days, no man should make petition of any other gods.
违背的人要把他抓起来，丢到狮子坑里面去吗？
Anyone who does not obey this rule has to be cast into
the lions. 这个命令王已经盖章了。按照我们马代波斯国的规矩是不可以改的。
The king had already signed the written decree, and according to Persian law, this cannot be changed.
但是那个被掳的但以理他就违背你的命令了。
But Daniel, the one who had been exiled, has gone against your statute.
虽然王知道说他们是要陷害但以理的。
Even though the king knew that they wanted to harm Daniel.
但他也没有办法了。
But there was nothing else he could do because he had already signed the
decree. 所以他就心里很愁烦。
So he was very puzzled and
downcast. 一方面叫人把但以理抓来。
He had to tell the men to bring Daniel before him.
照规定把他丢在狮子坑里面。
And according to the decree, he had to throw him into the lion's den.
一方面说但以理愿你的神能够保护你。
On the other hand, he said, Daniel, may your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you.
这个王晚上都睡不着觉了。
The king was not able to sleep that night.
第二天早上一大早就跑到那个狮子坑的地方去。
And the next morning he ran before the den of lions.
王说，但以理你的神有保护你吗？
And the king said, Oh, Daniel, has your God protected you?
没想到但以理在这个狮子坑里面回答王。
And Daniel answered him from out of the den of lions.
我的神把派天使把那个狮子的口把它封住了。
He said, "My God sent His angel and shut the lion's mouth."
让狮子没有伤害我。
So that the lions did not hurt me.
因为我在神的面前是无辜的。
Because I was found innocent before my God.
我在王面前也没有做一件事情让王国亏损的事。
O king, I also have not done anything wrong before you.
王就很高兴，派人就把他拉上来。
So the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that they should take Daniel out
of the den.
王
面称颂神。
And on one hand, the king glorified God.
没有其他的神可以这样拯救的。
Because there was no other God who could have saved a person from the lion's den.
就把那些 陷害但以理的人把他抓起来，就把他丢在狮子坑里面去了。
On the other hand, he brought those men who had accused Daniel and cast them into the den of lions.
他说：“我们看到这个但以理啊，他不妥协的信仰。
”And we can see that Daniel does not make excuses in his faith.
在逼迫当中啊，还是靠着祷告得胜。
Even during persecution, he still relied upon prayer in order to.
我们来到这个但以理的处世生活。
So when we talk about Daniel's life,
我们刚刚谈到说，他对王啊忠心办事，没有错误过失。
We see that he was very faithful to the king, and he did not do
anything
with error or fault. 我们虽然在世界
上啊要服侍人
，even though in this world today we have to serve others,
但是我们对神对人要长存无愧的良心。
But we need to have a clear conscience before God and also before man.
我们对是服侍人啊，我们也要忠心。
Even though we are serving man, we also have to be found faithful.
好像但以理一样啊，人没有办法找出他的错误过失。
Just like Daniel, no one could find charge or fault with him.
啊，这是我们啊一个基督徒应当有的生活表现。
And this is the kind of life a Christian should have.
啊，那他对王啊，王做错了，他还是很忠心、很正直的劝王。
Even though the king made a silly decree, he still was very faithful towards the king.
比如说对尼布甲尼撒王。
For example, toward the king of Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他骄傲了，神要惩罚他。
Because the king Nebuchadnezzar was proud and God wanted to punish him.
神给他做梦。
God allowed him to have a dream.
但以理为他解释。
Daniel interpreted the dream for him.
然后又跟他讲说，你要长存怜悯的心。
And said, "You must keep a heart of mercy."
啊，你要秉公行义啊！啊，你的平安啊，才可以延长。
If you do righteously, then your peace will be prolonged.
一方面呢，把那个神的旨意告诉他；一方面呢，劝勉他，叫他要忠心办事。
While he revealed the interpretation of God's dream to him, he also encouraged him to do things faithfully.
伯沙撒王啊，放纵啊，跟妃嫔在那边用盛气饮酒。
And Nebuchadnezzar was there enjoying of the wine.
啊，那在很惧怕当中啊，要找人来为他解释。
And he was afraid, and he wanted someone to interpret for him.
所以能够解释这个墙壁上的文字啊，我要在他。国中里面位列第三。
If someone can explain to me the writing of the wall, then I will give him part of the.
因为他的父亲在外面打仗。
Because his father was outside in.
因为他自己本身啊，在王朝里面掌王权。
And because he wanted to have some power within the kingdom.
啊，所以他说啊，如果能够解释这个字的意思啊，要第三呢、啊，也是表示最大的一个职位。
And if they were able to interpret the writing on the wall, then they would be the third in power, which is the next most powerful position.
但以理说啊，你这个赏赐啊，可以归你自己，我不需要。
But Daniel said, you can return this prize to yourself because it's not something I
need. 我要来为你读这个文字。
But I will read the writing for you.
也把神的旨意告诉你。
And I will also give you the will of God.
所以但以理就跟他讲说，你的主物啊。尼布甲尼撒因为骄傲，神惩罚他。
Because of your forefathers who was proud, God had punished him.
啊，你做他的孙子，知道这个事情啊，你又不晓得敬畏神。
But as his grandson, and you knew of the matter, you do not know how to fear God.
还在那边放纵饮酒。
And you were still drunken in your wine.
还把圣殿里面的器皿拿出来。饮酒
，and you even use the articles of the house of God for your feet.
所以神把你称一称啊，说你太轻浮了。
So God weighed you on the scale and found you wanting.
所以神要惩罚你。
God will punish you.
今天你的王国要分裂。
And today your kingdom shall be divided.
巴比伦的寿命就到今天为止。
And his livelihood ended that day.
结果那一天啊，波斯马代的联军就攻进去了。
And that very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans,
was slain. 王被杀，巴比伦朝就结束了。
And because the king was slain, the kingdom of Babylon ended.
所以我们看到但以理啊，非常对王很忠心。
We see that Daniel was very loyal to the king.
但是王做了，他还是勇敢的来劝他啊，指出他的错误。
But if the king erred in his ways, he was very courageous in pointing out their wrongs.
我们看到这个是但以理一生当中啊，信仰跟生活啊，能够结合在一起。
So we can see that Daniel was able to integrate his life and his faith together very well.
虽然在高位上面呢、啊，他不受影响的。
Even though he was in such a high position, he was not affected.
所以能够让神的名啊，在众百姓君王面前啊得到高举。
So that he was able to glorify the name of God in front of a very great king.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个大尼礼是大蒙神眷爱的。
So the Bible describes Daniel as one who was beloved by God.
神也让他万事大享亨通。
And God allowed him to enjoy of all things.
啊，等到他年纪很大了。
So it wasn't until he was very advanced in his age. God said to him, you can now rest.
等到末世的时候，你就可以起来。
And in the end times, you will rise.
享受你的福分。
And you will be able to enjoy of your portion.
这也是我们一个基督徒应该有的生活跟信仰目标。
And this is also the goal that we as Christians should have for our life of faith.
我们来唱诗492首。
And let us sing hymn 492.
492.
492.